Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Michael Hanford.
Park that Big Mac truck!
And Timothy Galbakis.
What is up?
Oh, Tim, I set you right up for that one.
This guy will not play ball with you.
He does not want to play ball. I do my own thing, but Cardi B herself.
But she was being Cardi B.
Cardi B did a song with Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
Just makes me think, like, either A, you don't want to play ball, which is fine, or B, you don't know the hottest tunes coming off the radio last summer.
Tim, that couldn't be.
If you really want to dissect what was going on in the cerebral cortex.
Oh, boy.
I was ready to say what is up. And then I said, Mike might throw something at me. And then I heard it. I got the reference. Couldn't think of the next line. And then I said, I'll come in real fast with what is up. Like I always meant to steamroll.
Damn.
It.
Okay. This is a fun thing we do now.
It would be right in this little garage.
That's right. What it is.
That's right.
Oof, that is song's so funny. I got to give it another listen.
Is there a little honk noise that goes?
Yeah, it's the best. It's like it's not even a little honk noise. It's like an 18-wheeler honk. Oh.
What's the line about, like, the uvula line is like that little hangy ball in the back of my throat?
Yeah.
It's all funny.
It's called uvula, by the way.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't notice that that honk, Jeff, because every time I'm watching that video, I'm trying to learn the dance moves.
Yeah, I know.
Also, the version that you listen to, you've loaded it up with a lot of edits anyway, too. Lots of honks, additional honks.
Yeah. Huh?
The honk mix.
The honk mix.
Well, folks at home, this is the first time we have recorded together in a while.
Yeah, I was doing a little traveling, so we had to put a few episodes in the hopper. And Jeffy, you've got a little thing going on, don't you?
Yeah, baby. I don't know if you can tell from the sound of my voice, but Jeffy got the Rona.
No.
Yes.
No, Jeffy got the
19er.
What happened?
What happened?
Oh, you got the Delta variant, or do you have?
I don't know if it's Delta or original recipe. They don't tell you.
But it's a breakthrough. You're vaxxed.
Oh, it's a breakthrough.
This is a breakthrough for us. This is crazy.
Oh, this is breaking.
This is also scary stuff.
Yes, and also this is true. I feel like a lot of times we say, you know, I bumped into the weekend on the Sunset Strip.
Yes.
Yeah, those two things are true. Jeff has Corona, Delta, maybe, and you bumped in the weekend.
And, you know, the seasoned Sloppy Boys listener knows that a lot of those goofs are deep in segment two.
Yeah, and they're right. a wonderful surprise.
They're thinking pre-Booze News chit-chat. This is true.
Yeah, this is the truth spot, the truth zone.
I was going to shoot some videos that I was pumped about. I was doing some directing again.
And of course, I mean, this is probably happening to everyone because, like, as we're re-entering the world, then you're more likely to get it. But it's like, of course, there have been so many months where we're cooped up, not doing shit. And then, of course, when you have like a cool thing you're excited to do, that's going to happen.
And in order to location scout, because they're very careful production, it's like it's a pain in the ass. I mean, it's good now that I respect it, but it is a pain in the ass, the hoops that you have to go through. And so in order to location scout, we had to get tests, and I got mine on Thursday morning. And then I took like a late shower on Thursday, and my phone was ringing when I got out of the shower at like 11:30 PM. And I was like, that's weird. And it's because like, I was just like worn out. I had been worn out for like a day or two. And I just thought it was because I was working a lot.
Oh, only a day or two. And did you have like the scratchy throat?
Yes, but only for about like 10 minutes in the morning, the same way that, you know, every year I get some weird like allergy throat thing in the morning. And then as soon as I drink coffee and take a shower and get going with my day, it's fine.
And right now there's so many colds going around because nobody got sick for a year and a half because we were inside and we had masks on. And then now I heard about like people were talking about having the gay cold, you know, like after Pride Month, that's like a thing that goes around. And then everyone just in general, there's like a bunch of little colds. So yeah, you would just think there's nothing.
I would always get in LA, I always get like a weird allergy thing due to just like the heat and smog.
So and pollen.
In the summertime.
You get seasonal pollen. Shit. Yeah. Whenever the seasons change.
Sure. It's a mysterious little variant.
And so the producer was just like, hey, did you check your email? And I was like, no, but I kind of knew because I missed the initial ring and I saw that I had missed a call and a text saying like, hey man, you up? And I was like, oh, this is something important, and I bet you
up.
It was already forming in my head.
It sounds like a booty call.
Yeah, I know.
I would have gotten completely aroused.
And then when he said it, I was like, oh shit. It was just very quickly like, okay, you're quarantining for 10 days and people are going to be calling you and asking you a bunch of questions. And
damn,
I feel like when I got the what is it? Diagnosis, the results, that's when my body was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I kind of like let it impact me. And sure. I was just sleeping like fucking crazy for the
like
weekend.
Crazy. Like intense.
I would take like a long nap in the middle of the day and then like fully sleep at night.
Damn.
And then the taste and smell went. And
that sucks.
It was the day after
I got back.
No.
And is that good? Well, for
you're
like
not gonna
a,
be able to figure out this
tasting
cocktail.
Podcast.
Well, I'm gonna try.
What if this one?
Oh boy, I have a feeling this is not going to be an order again.
I had an onion, and I could almost taste it.
Wow, weird.
how many days into quarantining are you?
Let's see. I'm a lot.
Seven.
I'm like seven or eight.
Are you losing your mind? Are you going for walks at least?
No, man. I'm building Legos, playing video games, working on music.
So it's fun. That's good.
The day before I lost taste, I had Silver Lake ramen for the first time. You had?
Oh, love it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've had.
You know what's funny?
Something
is
you
want to
taste.
Yeah, I had a great taste. And then I woke up in the morning and I was like, wait a minute. I don't smell fucking anything. And I was running around smelling deodorants and candles and liquors and all that stuff.
Oh, that sucks.
I like that you went out on a high note because Silver Lake ramen is so salty and pungent and porky and seaweedy and all of it.
Ooh, baby.
Jeff, this would be a good time to like reboot your like body with like just eating vegetables and like the good food for you that you can't taste anyway.
Not me, Sour Patch Kids. All the time. Oh, by the way, I'm kidding. I've been eating carrots and bananas and good stuff.
Good.
But I did do your trick of putting Sour Patch Kids in the freezer.
And
awesome.
Yeah,
loved it.
Why not? Why not? Why not say you're sorry? I don't know.
Well, I wasn't mean about it the first time.
I'm sorry.
I think you were a little harsh. We'll go back to the tapes.
Oh, right. I compared them to jujubes.
That's right. Jeff, I got to ask, where'd you get it?
I don't know. You're like, you know who does that is Mitch. Like when he gets sick,
where'd you get it?
he's like, who got me sick?
He always turns into a little Sherlock. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Because he would be, like a normal cold, be like, Tim, was it you?
Well, does he expect someone to be like, yes, it was me.
He caught me.
I know that definitively.
You must have been, was it a stolen smooch? Was it a crowded bar? Was it a live show? Because I'll tell you, I've been like walking into rooms full of strangers and letting them breathe on me.
I know.
I was sharing hot dog the other day with a stranger in Central Park. I didn't know. He said, this is too big for me. And I said, well, I haven't eaten. I ate half a lunch.
I'll start on the other end. We'll meet in the middle.
Yeah. No, we're there. We'll do three quick pecs and we're done.
I mean, I've been on record as saying I've been enjoying myself with things opening up. I've been vaxxed.
Yeah.
And I've been getting relaxed out there. I've been so happy that bars and restaurants are open. And, you know, yeah, you get a little lax. You find yourself like, well, I'm at a bar and everybody's here seems to be vaccinated. Yeah, so
it's tough.
I'm not going to put my mask on all the time. I just sort of like as I'm coming and going and talking to the staff, maybe.
Right.
You, Jeff, I don't like this. I don't like being away from you when you're sick. I want to take care of you. I want
I
want you to marry me, and I want to grow old with you. I want you, Tim. I want you there too. I want you to take care of the two of us.
Yeah, I'll be on the kiss detail.
No, we can't do that because he's sick.
Oh
yeah. Well, that kind of does it for me. That's my situation.
Damn, and you're soldiering through. You know, unlike Simone Biles, who I don't have to get into that. But Jeff, no, you're
I have to get into that. Yeah.
Well, okay. You know what? We won't get into it. Yeah, yeah,
I know the audience wants to hear your take on Simone Biles.
Just DM me if you want to hear my take, everybody.
Uh-oh.
By the way, I'm in my DMs all day answering about this situation, this particular situation.
You know what? The other day, somebody slid into my DMs, sued me. That's how that's how crazy it's getting over there.
That's
slipped and fell in my DMs, sued me. And I said, I don't know.
We live in a litigious society.
No, that's a stupid joke. I withdraw it from the record. Speaking of litigiousness.
Good. It's gone.
Good.
Good.
Well, Jeffy, we hope you live to see next week, quite frankly.
Hey.
Next millennium, that's what I say.
We hope you live 1,000 years?
I hope to see you live to the next Millennium Falcon Lego release.
Hey, yeah. All right.
That seems to be more interesting to you than living for 1,000 years.
Yes.
In the meantime, how about a little bit bit?
It's time to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll lay down that funk while we're getting drunk. It's time for booze.
Oh, wow.
Harmony.
It's booze news, you stupid fuck.
Ooh.
That was a good one. That was good.
Yeah, that was great. Beach blanket booze news sent in by... longtime slophead, Madeline Cook.
Nice.
Nice, Madeline. Good work.
Was that a take on a song? That's happened before. Have you heard?
I think that's a ridge.
I'm afraid to weigh in because, you know, one time it was a David Bowie and vision, and I didn't get the reference because I didn't give Low a close enough listen.
Well,
I was right to cross the goals.
I bet you've listened very closely that week, didn't you?
I did. It is a great song, and it's a great album. And if you've got a booze news theme, email it to thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Or if you got a booze news theme that just isn't that good, drag it to the trash.
Yeah, finish it, export it, drag it to the trash. Yeah.
Nice high-res export, and then... Okay, today's booze news story is... Miller High Life Light has been discontinued. Wrap it up.
Whoa.
Oh, I don't like that.
So from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Molson Coors, the huge conglomerate that does Miller and Molson and Coors. Isn't that weird? Isn't that a sign of the times?
Yeah.
They are doing great with their core brands and their premium brews and their hard seltzers, but there's been stagnating sales with what they call economy brands, the cheapy budget offshoots of every type of their beer. So they're cutting 11 products.
Wow.
And listen to them. Milwaukee's Best Premium.
I will.
Me too.
Henry Weinhard's Private Reserve.
Okay, never even heard of that one.
Two I haven't heard of, so I'm okay.
That one can go.
Yeah.
Keystone Ice.
Ooh.
Oh.
Haven't seen a Keystone Ice. Yeah, yeah.
That's another good Woods beer.
That's a Woods beer.
Ham's Special Light.
Wow.
Okay.
Key Lightful, a Keystone Ice, like a fruity Keystone Ice. Key Lightful, like delightful.
Oh, they're trying to be like a Natter Days or something?
Ice House Edge.
Ooh. Ice House.
Magnum, not the condoms. I still buy those every day. Mickey's Ice. Not Mickey's, but Mickey's Ice.
Mickey's.
Okay.
Steel Reserve Triple Export.
Okay.
That's a funny can. I've never drank it, but Steel Reserve. It's like a steel can that's real tough.
Yeah.
Old English HG 800.
Wow.
And then finally, the only one that I even really knew about was High Life Light. We're High Life fans, but High Life Light has the blue label.
Yeah,
and
that's
it is
a good,
very watery beer.
You don't see it much.
I like that label.
Yeah.
I see that label. I say, can it be red?
Yeah.
I see a blue label and I want it.
That way. Sorry, I am on a NSYNC kick.
I can't get no satisfaction. Come on now.
Actually, is that a Backstreet song I was trying to sing?
Yeah,
this has nothing to do with what we're talking.
I know that it is because I've been watching This Is Pop.
Oh, good for you.
I watched the Boys to Men one. It was great.
That's not booze news. Yes, everybody watch This Is Pop. It's fantastic.
Well, just lamenting, folks, it's your last few moments to get your Miller High Life lights and enjoy those. It basically tastes like a beer flavored seltzer. It really, High Life is a light beer, and High Life Light never really needed to exist. Mm. But it's kind of sad. It's a beautiful bottle.
The ices are going away.
The ices are not so nices.
Not anymore.
Whew. And with that, wrap it up.
Well, well, well. It looks like it's on me to save the day here. We're talking about a drink. A little drinky poo today. Now, you guys are familiar with Cardinals, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
You're probably familiar with them.
Wait. Are you talking about the position in the Catholic Church?
No. I'm talking about the flying beast.
Ah, yes. The flappy animal.
The flappy pecker. You're probably very familiar with the blue jay.
Yep.
I'm sure you've heard of the blue-footed booby.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Today we are talking about Yellowbird, the cocktail.
Oh my God. Well, you really had me guessing.
you thought, hey, are we talking aviation, flying beasts?
Well, yes, we are talking aviation flying beasts, but it's also cool that you ease this in to it because I feel like if you had just said Yellowbird, I'd be like, oh, hold on, dude.
What the,
like,
the hell are we talking about?
Hey, before we even dig into the drink, the Yellowbird, you guys know the Discord available to our Patreon subscribers.
Yep.
Yeah.
There was like a lot of people pushing for a bird watching channel.
Bird watching?
You know, when you start a Discord, you start all these little chat rooms, and I was like, okay, like beer and wine, cocktails, booze lists, books and movies, like all this sort of stuff. And some of them get no love whatsoever. Mm-hmm. My anime channel is just devolved into Bitmojis.
Do you post? You gotta post.
I don't. It's not up to me. This is for the people.
Okay.
But tons of bird watchers in our audience.
Do they call themselves birders? I feel like that's the new thing.
Oh, they take photos and they say like, "Look at this beautiful budgie I saw the other day," and stuff.
This is surprising to me, but also I had felt it brewing because there's a cool app that has made birding easier. And our friend Ben, sometimes I'll be hanging out with him in a park and he sees a bird, he takes a picture, and then this bird app identifies the bird, brings you to their page, shows you what it is, and then also like logs it for you so you have a collection of birds you've seen. So
damn.
I think that there's a little resurgence in birding.
It's like Pokemon Go.
I have one. I have that app. I have one left, and I just, if I could get myself down to Sesame Street, I'd be all good.
Mike.
I don't think the guy will fit in the fucking frame.
I personally only have one bird left, and I don't know if I'm going to find it because it's the prehistoric dodo.
Yeah, there's two birds I'm using right now, and I'm flipping them off right to two of
hey,
you.
Put those down. Oh, put those down.
Can we please get back to what I was talking about?
Yep.
Yes, Yellowbird.
So for all those bird watchers in the Discord, here's one bird you don't want to miss. The Yellowbird, it is a drink. It is a Caribbean drink. I'm thinking this thing is going to be a little bit of a, on the tiki side of things.
Mm. Ooh, that'd be nice.
Now, Mike, why do you say that? Yellowbird, who knows what it's all about? The Yellowbird is a drink that sort of originates in the Caribbean. The name is okay, let me lay it on the line here for you. Let me
just
be
level
with
us, please.
This is one of those fucking drinks that's got a cool story.
Ooh.
And this even doesn't have that cool of a long story or anything. A cool story and then but it could be something else and no one knows where it came from.
Sure.
Yeah. One of those stupid fucking things. So here on Wikipedia, the origins of the yellow bird name is unclear. So there was this Haitian tune called Yellow Bird back in, I think, just kind of a traditional song. And then 1957, there were recordings of it. There was one by a guy named, let me find it here.
Arthur Lyman?
That's right, Arthur Lyman.
Oh,
thank you.
I know,
Jeff.
This guy. Remember?
Yes.
When we were in Hawaii, I was flapping my little trap about Martin Denny. There's a whole genre of tiki music called exotica, and it's really cool because it's chill music, but also has like bird squawks in the mix, so you feel like you're in a jungle. I
not to be confused, Jeff, with erotica, the fiction you read.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can confuse them if you want.
That's more of a brrrr.
in the background, it's like a piano playing, and then brrrr, brrrr. Anyway. Martin Denny's like the main guy. Arthur Lyman is another one of the big names from this like 50s, 60s instrumental music genre. And I do know the song Yellowbird because it is his big hit. And it's so weird that back in the day, you could have like a Billboard hit instrumental track.
Jeff, go for it. Why don't you play that tune there? This is Yellowbird by Arthur Lyman's group.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like Iron and Wine.
Yeah.
I'm laying on a hammock. A yellow bird is squawking at my ass.
pecking at my foot. Yeah, have you heard this song from some? I don't know where it's from, but I feel like I've heard it from something.
This comes up on my Spotify a lot because I listen to This Is Exotica on Spotify.
I like the vibraphone marimba type thing they got going.
That's what's funny about this exotica music is like they'll use grand piano and stuff. It's not like they're using ancient instruments, but then they just keep it chill.
Those are like a xylophone, like the vibes. Is that what that is?
Yeah, like the mallet. Yeah.
I love it.
Ring, coo-dum. So,
Yellow Bird.
Yeah, so this song came out, and there people say that the Shell Bar in Hawaii Village, is a possible birthplace of the cocktail.
Fucking Hilton, man. Blue Hawaii.
Wait. Where's the Shell Bar?
I think the Shell Bar is long gone, but when we went to Tropics and we had the Blue Hawaii, it was there, and I'm not going to mention Conrad Hilton's offspring whatsoever.
No.
Good. Okay. So this was a drink that, like, they were playing that song a lot, I guess, at the Shell Bar, and then they said, hey, let's name this drink after it. Okay, great, they said. Now, let me see here. You probably want to know what's in this thing. Okay. Let's see. Here we are. One drop white rum, one drop Galliano,
one drop
triple sec, one drop. Oh my God. I'm reading this. Sorry. I'm reading the Yellow Bird recipe. If you're going to make it for a Yellow Bird.
Okay, for the bird proportions.
Right. Do you have the human proportion?
Yes, of course they do. On IBA, they always do bird proportions first and then
take
human
a second and do the conversion.
Yeah.
Goes great with a seed.
Serve in half of peanut shell. All right. Ingredients, enough goofing off.
Yeah.
30 milliliters white rum, 15 milliliters Galliano. I, in this case, am using,
Sambuca.
Sambuca. That's right.
You got Galliano.
Ah, yes, but I have Sambuca instead.
Okay.
Yes, but no.
15 milliliters triple sec, 15 milliliters fresh lime juice method. Pour all ingredients in a cocktail shaker. Shake well with ice. Strain into chilled cocktail glass. Ooh. Now, we are then going to garnish with nothing.
Oh, yes. Mustn't forget.
So this is served up.
This is served up. No ice. I bet you could probably throw a little bit of a lime garnish on there.
I'm not going to.
If you had to.
I'm going to garnish with nothing.
Oh, me too.
I'll tell you. I like this IBA recipe is cool because it's like, it looks, it's kind of like a little, like a daiquiri or a sour kind of a thing that's mm-hmm. then got Galliano in the mix. And which is yellow, and that's probably why it's got this name. When I looked around like YouTube to see what other, see if I could get a visual for this drink, and the recipes are all over the place. Like most bartenders make this with like 99 bananas. That's the thing, and like pineapple juice and apricot brandy and all kinds of crazy shit. I've never seen recipes vary more than this drink. But this IBA recipe is nice and stiff and straightforward.
The math is easy. It's like two parts rum and then one part everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also I get to use the Galliano that's been gathering dust for 6 months.
Ever since we bought our Galliano bottles, I've noticed it's this Italian liqueur that tastes a little bit licorice-y, a little vanilla-y, but what it's really known for is being the funny bottle that is sitting and being not used at every bar. And every bar that I've been to this summer, I've looked and there is like a half empty, huge prong of yellow Galliano just sitting there. So it's nice. That's probably the main purpose, other than feeling like you're on a little Caribbean getaway. The reason to have a yellow bird is to get through that bottle if you bought one for the Harvey Wallbanger.
Yeah.
That's the last, if that's the only thing you're going to do. And I saw on other sites to serve it in a coupe glass.
Coupe glass.
This is a very, like, it's, I feel like it's going to taste kind of tiki-ish, but it does not have a tiki look. We can get into that after we make it.
Great.
Love it.
Folks, we'll be back.
Peace.
You know what to do.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back with yellow birds.
Hey.
We've got them in hand.
Looking good.
A bird in hand, eh?
Yes, yes.
I already like this, the idea that a Caribbean vacation drink is like up in a coupe glass. It's nice.
You like it? I kind of wish it had a little more going on.
But I like that it's like a fancy, like I would drink this in a tuxedo.
Oh.
I see.
And also I have to, in this scenario, rent a tuxedo. From Friar Tux.
You guys have Galliano or Galliano?
Yeah.
My Galliano is
Sambuca.
Sambuca. I just cannot get that word. I always want to say Sakura, but
you can if you want.
But I don't want to because it's not what I'm talking about. Sambuca. I'm looking right at it.
Now, and it's clear. Is that at all similar to Galliano, or did you just pick it?
Oh, Jeff, we've gone over this time and time again. I couldn't find Galliano all those months ago, so I looked online, and Sambuca is close.
Gotcha.
Why
would I pick Sambuca as the pick?
Well, if it's correct.
It is, but I wouldn't guess it.
Okay,
anyway,
okay,
my point was that I am sick of doing this podcast with you if you won't listen to what I buy. My point is the Sambuca is clear, so this has more of a white wine look to it.
Yeah, more of a white bird.
And it's in a white wine glass, so that really helps.
And Tim, you got a nice coupe.
Yeah, well, Jeff, I bought a fancy set of fancy coupe glasses with a gift card given to you. Given to me.
Given to me.
By you for my fucking wedding, dude.
Oh, hey. Yes. I remember. That place rules, barkeeper.
Gift card to,
it's nice. The best. Folks, if you want nice coupe glasses, all you got to do is find a life partner and settle down, and Jeff will give you a nice, big, fat gift card. You can buy all the shit you want. Man, I had so much fun. I bought, like, a bunch of bottles of stuff and a bunch of bitters and all the and my Hawthorne strainer. They got it all.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Was this before, like, this was soon after your wedding? You got this?
This was like I took like years to get around to using going through my wedding gifts.
And back then we had no idea that we would have a cocktail podcast.
Yeah,
can you believe it? Maybe it was the thing that planted the seed.
Maybe it was all of our just social heavy drinking.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I'll say about those coupe glasses? What if we did a reboot of the three of us did a reboot of Hanging with Mr. Cooper, and it was about us drinking fancy drinks,
like learning basketball from a glass.
How about we do a reboot of My Foot in Your Ass if we don't drink this thing? All
right. Hey, that didn't go over the first time.
Sips. Let's do it.
Smells like licorice. Hey, okay.
Yes.
The tongue is doing something here. It's a little bit like, okay.
Here's what you're doing. It's like you're getting like your daiquiri or like your gimlet, you know, or your like margarita, one of those sours. But the Galliano is giving it just a little ping sao, make it a little fancy.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like the way that in that Hemingway daiquiri, the Maraschino Luxardo makes you go, oh.
Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It does taste like a Mike and Ike, doesn't it?
Yeah. Which one is which, Mike and Ike?
God damn it, I've done this before. A Good and Plenty, that's what I meant.
Similar shape, capsule.
Actually, this, if you put...
Pellet.
If you took a packet of each, Mike and Ikes and Good and Plenties, and you chomped them at the same time, you'd get this, because it is citrusy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
I remember having Mike and Ikes, damn it, Good and Plenties as a kid, and saying, what's in there? And I sucked off all the candy part, and I was shocked and disappointed to find a little black licorice shaft.
Oh, in the Good and Plenty, yeah.
Yep.
That is disappointing.
That's what's inside?
Yeah, they're good, and there's plenty of them.
You know when you go into a little British store and you pick out the candies and you say, I remember these.
Oh, I do, mate.
Yeah. You know the place in Santa Monica where we went one time? It's like the King's Head or something like that.
Yeah. Mm. Is it King's Head? Yeah.
We had a funny King's job where we had to dress as British beef eater.
Royal guards.
Buckingham Palace guards. Yeah, guards. And
like the big hats, the furry hats and the red suits.
We were doing an airline promotion, so we were dressed in those suits. This is our sketch group, the Birthday Boys. We were wearing those suits, and then we had flip-flops on, and we were like, you can fly down under.
I think it was Australian Airlines.
It was New Zealand Air, but it was
going to England.
It was an advertisement for cheap rates to England.
Yes.
A bit of a walk, yeah.
Funny little job for us to have, just yelling at passersby. But then that day we went into that British pub, and I went back there the other day, and it's so fun to go through all the British candies and say, oh, a crunchy bar. Oh, another crunchy bar. But I was thinking, again, a lot of that shit is like licorice-y, much like how a lot of liquor is licorice-y. And me and Jessica bought some of these. Do you know these candies? They're like, they almost look like a little shrunken cake. They're like layered and they're multicolor pastel.
Okay.
And they look really fun, and then you bite into it, and it's a fucking good and plenty. Every you go. Can't get away from it.
There's too many things that taste like that.
Is licorice and liquor, is there something there that we didn't put together?
I mean, I think we learned it all backwards. We grew up as kids thinking black licorice is a weird flavor. And then as adults here, we are tasting every liqueur in the world and saying it tastes like black licorice. Right. I think the reverse is the truth, where there were a bunch of weird liqueurs in the world. And then candy companies said, what if we make something called licorice?
What if we get kids hooked on it? Oh, that's liquor. A good idea.
It's liquor-like. It's liquor-ish.
It is. They're trying to get But let's not spell it that way. No, no.
No, 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 no.
Licorice. Licorice is licorice. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you guys what. I'm going to take a big old sip. Doesn't taste like anything.
Oh, yeah, right. You can't taste anything.
Oh.
I get a little irritation in the back of the top of the roof of my mouth that just lets me know it's not water. Other than that, it just tastes cold.
Weird.
And wait, so like for real, there's so much taste in here because we're talking lime, we're talking licorice. It's all over the place for us.
Tim, it's lost on me.
So you're just getting cold.
I can tell that it's not water.
So let me ask you this. You can tell it's not water. When we say the tastes are like bebopping and scatting all over our mouths, very common phrase, but like, without taste, are you not getting any like, because I'm like, ooh, that lime is sour up front. Oh, the Galliano is bitter in the back. You're not feeling any of that?
It's funny because it's not all or nothing.
Right.
I keep going to these spicy almonds that I have, my Thai chili lime.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
Blue diamond almonds that I love so much.
Yeah.
And I can't taste them and it breaks my heart.
That's the most taste-packed thing.
Because I had a red onion, and I could kind of taste that because that's like really strong. But no, it's like they've all sort of like, I think they come and go at different times. Like they say citrus comes back first, for example. Ah. But yeah, it's like different parts of your tongue wake up at different times. I don't know.
Could you like lick a turd and not taste it?
I could.
Have you been all week?
Did you?
There's a pile of licked turds behind
me. Did you, Jeff? Come
Earlier on. Today, I went and I was standing outside your bathroom window and I heard nothing.
Nothing, damn it.
Damn it. Oh, I wish, I wish.
Oh, if I could just taste turd.
If I could just once taste turd. I heard somebody saying that, you know those rolled up little roly Mexican chips called like Takis. Uh-huh. They're very similar to Flamin' Hot Doritos. Kind of what
inspired.
Well,
they got some flavor.
From, yeah. I heard someone saying that was how they knew they had COVID. They were eating a bag of those and they were getting no flavor. Because that's probably the most like flavor-packed bite of food you could possibly have.
Oh, yeah. What about flavor blasted goldfish?
Ooh.
There you go.
Well, they're not as blasted as Takis.
Oh, okay.
I can't taste shit. I'll update you. Going forward.
That sucks, man. I'm so curious to hear your final thoughts on this drink.
Yeah. It's wet.
Well, I mean, the last one was pina colada, which I had to sort of put a pin in that one.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
Is it possible you were in the early stages? No.
No.
Because everything, it tastes like metal to me.
Because I later made a good pina colada with that stuff you had, the real cocoa.
Yes. And
looks like cum.
We have since then learned that it's like the most common... Everybody knows about a certain common tiki confusion.
It's a common tiki confusion.
What was that the first time that came up? A common tiki confusion.
Was it Blue Hawaiian and Blue Hawaii?
Yes, the Blue Hawaii versus the Blue Hawaiian. Well, another common confusion is trying to make a pina colada and you confuse the creme de coconut with the coconut creme or whatever. Yeah. And one of them doesn't have sugar. And you made yourself a big glass of food instead of a sweet treat.
I'll tell you what I did, though. I later made myself, I got the rest of that can. I made chicken tikka masala in a slow cooker.
Oh, nice. Damn, very dude. Nice, Jefferson.
Oh, sorry. Curry, not tikka masala.
We'll allow it.
Hey, yeah, sure. You'll allow it.
I learned that tikka masala was invented in London because there had been tandoori chicken in India, but then the Indian immigrants, during the British Empire, the Indians that ended up in London knew that British guys love gravy. So they're like, let's put a creamy sauce on the tandoori chicken.
I've heard that, the Indian food we know in America is much different than the Indian food in India. Like, it's probably that same idea you're talking about. It's like been made Americanized.
That's a tale as old as time, I feel like.
Sure.
You know, you go to China, they don't have
rice.
They don't have rice.
They don't use rice.
They don't have Panda Express over there. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Well, they don't have any of our... They don't have chop suey. They don't have kung pao. They don't have orange chicken. They don't have egg rolls. They don't have any of it. Mm. So there's that.
Damn. I'm impressed, Jeff, that you did some homework on that pina colada. You know, my didn't come out great. Next one. I'll get next one.
Well, because a pina is like the most... I was looking forward to that.
Ah, yes.
I mean, that's a classic. How could I fuck that up? That was the worst fuck up I've had on the pod.
In general, it's a funny thing with this podcast where I'm sure you, the listener, click on what sounds like a fun episode. Oh, pina colada. That'll be a party. And then you hear a bunch of guys in their late 30s going, I don't know. This is no good.
Yeah.
This is no good.
Do you think we would have done better on that episode if we had titled it Pizza Alada?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
If you like pizza, a lot of and pepperoni.
And a pepperoni. Now.
Sorry, I got the phrasing wrong.
No,
got
fine. Why do I need to correct you on that fake song? It's
syllables all wrong, Tim.
And doing it in such a like shitty way, just redoing it. No, yeah, Tim. No.
Let me take that back.
Yeah. I don't know what to... Oh, what I was going to say about this little drink, when I heard of it and saw the picture... Mm-hmm. I thought to myself, this is going to be like a little like pinky in the air dessert drink or something that you have at a more of a royal event.
Yeah.
Yeah. Upper crust.
But it's bridging the gap. It's got a nice fruity tropical taste, but I really shook the shit out of mine and I really used a lot of ice and I'm really happy with how it mellowed out.
I'm such a fan of rum and lime now because really Cuba Libres, those are part of my repertoire now.
Oh yeah.
So this is, I'm jealous of all the things that you guys are tasting, ping ponging around those taste buds.
Of all the drinks we've had on this pod, what has made it into your repertoire? Cuba Libre is the perfect one to learn and you got the stuff around rum, Coke, lime. The lime really kicks it up a notch. I've made a lot of tequila sunrises because
that's good.
I'm kind of at a loss for.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like a nice happy hour drink, and there's not too many drink. You know, you can't have a martini when it's hot and light outside. So, tequila sunrise is pretty nice.
I tell you what, I don't make mixed drinks at the house. I just don't do it.
Mike, cocktails. You say that on the air? You say that to us?
I say that to you. But what I will do now is when I go out to a bar with a professional at the wheel, I say, yes, give me the Cosmo. Yes, give me the Tom Collins. Yes, yes, right. Yes.
So when you're at home, you're watching a movie and you're having 11 cans of Miller High Life.
That's right.
You don't even do like old fashions? I feel like old fashions
are
so
No, I don't do old fashions. I don't do anything.
Damn.
I live in New York City now, Jeff. I go out.
Yeah.
You.
I don't catch COVID Delta and stay inside for 2 weeks. I'm on the move.
Well, yeah, I know. I haven't been.
Sorry to bring you down.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's tough.
It's funny because like when they told me I had to quarantine, I was just like, yeah, quarantine. No problem. I've been practicing that all year.
Yeah.
And then when it's like, no, this is for real. You can't fucking leave. Or, you know, I walk around the neighborhood outside with a mask and avoid people.
Trust me, you're doing them a favor.
It's when it's the real deal, it's different.
Here's what we're going to do, Jeff. You come out to your front stoop. I'll be social distanced. I'll come out and I'll kind of entertain you for a whole day sometime.
You put on a show across the street.
I'll do some of my old sketches from the Birthday Boys show. I could, you know, hey, folks, let's talk about the contemporary family.
That's Jeff family. Loves it like he's never heard it before.
Hey, Jeff, do I even have to say it?
I'm laughing. I'm just spewing the fucking.
Hey, Jeff, guess who's a book guy? Keeping the beat.
Yes,
my boy.
Speaking of drinking those beers, I don't even keep beer in the house anymore. I don't drink anymore.
Yeah, okay. That's good. That's healthy.
That's good. You're that's doing
good
great
for me. Well, I do, but I drink a lot when I go out.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Buying cigars.
You forget
sure.
about.
Sure, sure.
What am I drinking in the house? I don't have beers here. I have seltzers here, and then I have a lot of just like vodka on the rocks. But lately, I've been trying to get through our stuff. So yeah. I have all of our like Amaros and Amarettos, and I've been doing those on the rocks, and it's kind of fun.
Hey, if you want me to throw another bombshell at you, I think this yellow bird is loosening me up. I don't even like seltzers. I hate that shit. I don't drink that shit. I hate those.
Okay, Mike, you're cut off. Mike, any you're easy there.
On Viv's, right, Topo
Mike,
Chico.
Mike, put the drink down.
I don't drink them because I don't like them.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Do you like normal?
Folks, he's kidding.
Yeah, folks, he doesn't know what he's saying right
way
now.
Way up in the yellow bird tree, look at me, oh, look at me. Oh,
it's man. Only yellow birds for him.
Man, have you guys ever got a third of a yellow bird in Hanford? The guy gets fucking crazy.
Michael,
I'm gonna have yellow birds. I'm like, hey guys, I'll see you later. I'm going up the yellow bird tree.
Up, just by yourself.
Yeah. You know, hanging out now, with the cuckoo birds.
What about a normal Topo Chico in a glass bottle? You drink that.
I don't drink that shit either.
Mike,
come on.
You
now
fuck.
You're being a shock jock.
You yeah. fucking
I've never had one.
T-Man, when we got the pineapple juice for Pina Cup.
Oh, the match has started.
That was my travel toothbrush on my coupe last yeah, to announce that I had finished.
Put that back in your Dob kit.
Put that down. When I got that pineapple juice, because I got like a big old jug of nice organic stuff.
Word.
And I was like, well, I'm not going to make a million pina coladas. But yeah. What I did was poor man Singapore slings.
Oh,
you know, like I found out that like gin and pineapple juice is so good, and it's just like really anything else you throw in that is gonna work.
And nice. That's what we thought about that Singapore sling is like. It's really just gin and pineapple, and then they had like Benedictine or maybe some grenadine or something.
Like grenadine or whatever. You got some extra like any sort of juice, any sort of spice works. And that's
smart.
How you get rid of all that extra pineapple, baby. Because that's I feel like throwing out pineapple juice is like more of a sin than like some normal ass stuff.
Yeah.
Every time I pour it out, I say a little prayer to Bob Dole,
just the politician.
He's probably the same Dole, right?
Yeah.
Politician no. and pineapple
don't
grower.
Overthink it.
Farmer.
One time was in Oahu, and I went to the Dole plantation and rode around on a little train. And it's so fun. And you see these pineapple farms and you buy Dole stuff. But then you realize like, oh, it's like not even a functional farm. It's just for that. Like they're growing pineapples, like acres and acres of pineapples. So that I, a tourist, I'm like, look at that, honey. Can you believe it? But that's not actually where they export the pineapples from anymore.
I went on vacation with my parents to Eleuthera in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. In part of our like driving around. I forget what the name of the town was, but as you're entering this one town, I'm going to make it up. It'll be like, welcome to Franklin, home of pineapple on the sign.
Home of pineapple.
I took a picture of the sign because it was so charming. And then like all the gift shops are like pineapple themed. It was very charming.
Well, pineapple is not indigenous to Hawaii in the same way that palm trees are not indigenous to LA. You know, it's like they brought them in and they brought them in big time. I wonder where the pineapple started.
And they say that the pine tree, the palm trees are all going to like die because they can't reproduce and they only have like 110 year life. I'm making up the year, but like, it'll be funny when that, when the due date comes and just all the palm trees die in LA.
Jeff, remember on our street when we lived together, there was that big palm tree where the like huge palms were, I guess like dying and falling off. And they would, one fell through somebody's car windshield.
They will kill you.
They're heavy.
Palm fronds are sharp and heavy, and they will like, they could like cut you.
That freaked me out so much. When I first got to LA, I'd see those laying in the street, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Because before they fall, they change color. So you'll just see like this huge, like
brown,
giant
palm.
Orange animal laying in the street. And you're like, what the hell is that?
But yeah, they'll smash cars, and it's nuts.
Dutz, we were down at USC recently, and I pointed out to you the original LA Palm. It's still there.
What?
Really? The first one?
The first one from the first generation of palm trees imported to LA is planted at Exposition Park by the fountain. And all the palm trees around here are descendants of like this first
batch. Is it huge?
Oh, so he's sort of like the Genghis Khan of palm trees.
Yeah. He's kind of like the bull that has impregnated thousands of cows. Yeah. No, it's one of those really tall, skinny ones that flaps in the breeze. But I don't like, I like the ones, you go out to Pasadena, you see a nice stubby fat palm. That's the one for me.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
Well, let's make are you guys doing second rounds of this?
Sure.
I'm slow drinking on this. Even it's a slow sipper for me.
I'm going to do a second round because, you know, I don't want to tip my hand on the final thoughts, but I fucking love this drink.
Whoa, I think we know what the final thought is.
Okay. Folks, we'll be back.
We'll BRB.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Segment three. Folks, we're back.
Hotly anticipated.
And Dutton's shirt has come off.
I'm hot. I can't turn on my AC when we're recording.
So it's not a COVID thing. It's an AC thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, should we talk turkey, as I say?
Yeah, you got turkey to talk?
Yeah. I like this drink. My final thoughts? It is an order again. Probably not two in a row. This is a slow sip for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I do like the smell. You're a little swayed by the smell as you drink, because you smell the liquor.
Mike, you just make me jealous and enraged.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you've got no smell to sway.
Smell to be swayed.
We should do a parody of Soul to Squeeze. I got a smell to sway. Be honest. Do you think we're going to do that?
Do you think we are going to do it? No, but I think maybe one of the Patrons might, and we'll play it on the show if you do.
We've said it before, Soul to Squeeze by the Red Hot Chili Peppers is the best song on the Coneheads soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, like, Soul to Squeeze didn't make it on, what was it, Blood Sugar Sex Magic? We should ask Lil Mookie B. He knows all this shit.
It would have been like
Sex Magic had so many bangers, they were like, no, we can lose Soul to Squeeze.
Wasn't that album like 22 songs, too?
Yeah, which is the curse of the Chili Peppers.
They're all like 16.
Yeah.
But yeah. They fucked anyway. Up. Soul to Squeeze is great.
Hey, here are my final thoughts. Uh-oh. Man, this thing is good.
It's cold, folks. Mm. It's cold.
At least he's confident.
This thing is cold, and I'm like halfway through it. I am feeling it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, yeah, that's a funny thing to just like,
oh,
not taste liquor, but all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I'm drunk.
You can buy all the cheapest liquor while you have this sickness, and you can drink pop off.
Dog.
Oh,
you
yes.
get a Crystal Palace vodka.
I'll say this, just learning about myself. I didn't even make a second round because I made a double the first time. But when I like the taste, I drink it down.
Right.
And when it doesn't taste like anything, I'm content to just take a sip and put it down for minutes at a time. Who needs final thoughts? Tim?
Oh, sleeper hit for me. I don't know what I was expecting, but I love it. Another round? Yes. Two rounds in one night. Order again. No appointment. I'm drinking this thing left and right because it's this is what I want. Where it reminds me of the Hemingway Daiquiri, where you have a classic sour in a little stemmed glass, but it's got one fancy thing going on. Mm. And I'm going to make these, you know what? I'm going to vow right now. I'm going to make these every night for the rest of my life.
You don't
got to
put on a show for us.
His life. Wow. Morning, noon, and night.
There you go.
Okay. Well, there you go. Hey, let's wrap it up, huh?
No, let's do a quiz.
Wait, who's got a quiz?
Oh, are you ready for the bird quiz?
Oh, no, are you serious?
Squawk, squawk.
Jeff, you must read your email or your
chirp.
Your text.
I texted you, Jeff, that I had a quiz I worked on.
Oh, boy.
You're too busy licking everything in sight to see if your damn flavor's
back. I got turds to lick, man.
Yeah, it's your turds to lick.
Okay, but yeah, you want a quiz. Who doesn't want a quiz? Quizzes are fun as fuck.
Woo! Yeah, no, I love a quiz. Shit.
Okay, so we had a drink. If you recall, we had a drink called the Yellow Bird. And now it's time for the bird quiz, where you two are going to head-to-head with a bunch of bird questions from me.
Yeah,
and you blurt out the answer. You don't buzz in. You don't have to say your name.
Oh, blurt.
It's a blurt fest.
Great.
It's a blurt. Paul Blurt.
Would you call this a bird a lanch? We haven't done a lanch in a while.
Yeah, that's good. It's a bird.
It's just the one Java lanch.
It's a feather lanch. Yeah, bird cano.
No, see, Tim, this, I mean, I don't know. We haven't even heard question number one from the quiz yet, but the aforementioned bird watching chat on the Discord is going to be loving this shit.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Wait till you hear my question.
Okay, so, okay, forget.
I'll probably forget. I'll probably whiff entirely on that front. But here we go. You guys ready? Okay. Do you have your wits about you?
Yes.
Okay. Sound mind.
Well, number one, this guy is a bona fide... What?
Larry Bird.
Yes.
What the? Okay. Hey, that's a blurt. That's a good blurt.
There you go. Very good blurt. I was going to say he's a bona fide Boston dribbler, but you didn't even need to know that.
Oh, yeah. That's, shit. I, well, okay.
Okay, here we go. Keep it moving. Despite its name, this Pelican movie is actually quite
Pelican
long.
Brief.
Yes.
That's
very good.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
Okay. This lady is a famous radio lady, but she was also an actor.
Robin Quivers.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Fuck. I was going to say that. God damn it.
She was also okay. What?
Now, Jeff, you were going to say it. I could give you a side point.
Oh, I'll take it.
What was the end of the question, though?
She was also an actor in the film Private Parts.
Good.
No, you don't get a side point. Mike, you're winning 2-1. Here we go.
God damn it.
Damn.
Next time I'm going to say it, I'll just say it.
He really just shut you down.
Here we go. This guy, well, you might say, is the foremost indie rock whistler. He's an indie
Andrew
rock.
Andrew Bird.
Yes.
Andrew Bird, Larry's cousin.
I've got two fun facts about Andrew Bird. One.
Can they wait?
No, Mike, they are urgent pressing matters. First one is that he did the whistle in that Muppet movie that came out a few years ago. There was a big whistle at the end, and they needed a fancy whistle, and they got Andrew Bird. Another fun fact about Andrew Bird, you wouldn't expect this. He's a favorite of our friend Mike Mitchell.
Okay.
Who is less into indie rock than Mitch? And Mitch likes Andrew Bird. Isn't that interesting?
I don't really know what Andrew Bird sounds like.
I mean, he's like an indie rocky whistly guy. Anyway, I guess you guys didn't really like my fun facts, but moving on.
You know who they should have got is Bjorn.
Yes, but what about Peter and John?
They can stay out of it.
They can whistle off.
They can whistle up.
Okay. All this bird-named lady wants to do is have some fun.
Sheryl Crow.
Yep.
Ah. Yes.
There you go.
Ha ha.
I'm thinking Cyndi Lauper? What's a Lauper bird? Well, I'm going to lose this point.
Nope. No.
Don't take it as a given, but this lady's last name is Givens.
Robin Givens?
Yes.
Who is Robin Givens?
Are you phrasing it as a Jeopardy answer?
Yes.
She's a lady whose last name is Givens, but her first name is more bird-like, you might say. Moving on. You must admit that this guy is the guy who did Iron Giant.
Brad Bird.
Bird, yes. Brad Bird. Yep. Brad Bird. Yep.
Jeffy got it, but Mike, congrats for being right there and agreeing.
Thank you.
George H.W. Bush's VP?
Dick Cheney?
George H.W. Bush's.
Shit. Fuck. God damn it.
Dan Quayle!
There you go. Michael is back on the board.
Spell potato, huh? And he's running my country?
I remember reading that in Mad Magazine, and I was like, Mom, he can't spell potato.
And your mom's like, can you? You're like, I gotta go.
Can you little shit? I can't spell anything. I'm just a boy.
I'm just a boy. I'm just your little son.
This woman went to college with us.
Lady Bird? No.
This woman went to college with us, and her last name is the type of bird that is a carrier.
Laura Pigeon.
Laura Pigeon, fuck.
Laura Pigeon, yes. Yep. Oh. Laura Pigeon, hope you're listening. Great. It was great going to college with you.
She's not.
Okay. A finch may be a bird. Yes, that is true. But as far as a verb for an action commonly performed by finches, look no further than this late actor's name, and he's the actor who played Atticus Finch.
What the fuck? Gregory Peck.
Oh, yes. Gregory. Yes.
Damn.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Honestly, all those words just piled into my head and were like rolling around, and that's what came out.
I hope there you caught every single one of them.
There was no causal relation between any of the words you said.
No, it was actually really tightly written. There's no other way of economically wording really that. Okay, when I was a kid, I had a pet bird that I named after this Garden State rocker who doesn't have a bird name.
Bruce Springsteen.
There you go, Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, this Major League Baseball team, when I was a kid, I was under the impression they were called the Orioles.
Orioles.
There you go. That's a tie, but it's going to Mike.
That was not a tie. Who wins the final thing?
The winner of the bird quiz, squawk, squawk, chirp, is Jefferson Dutton.
J-Man, oh, baby. Yeah, I knew
with
it.
How many?
I could feel it.
He won by one. It was
no bonus,
like
no sides,
six,
no bonus.
6-5. Not necessary. I did have one question that I cut from the list because, Mike, you made a joke, but I was going to say, this PBS character is, shall we say, not small.
Oscar the Grouch. Here's a fun fact that might put me in the winner's circle. And I've told you guys already before.
Wait, we can get in the winner's circle with fun facts?
Yeah, if you have a fun fact yeah. about the quiz.
Okay, let's hear this fact. I'm listening close, Mike. Good luck.
The mascot for Twitter, the bird,
yeah,
is named Larry because one of the CEOs is a big Celtics fan.
Michael, that is an interesting and funny fact, but it has been shared on the pod before, so you remain outside of the winner's circle.
All right. Well, here's another fun fact about birds. The reason, the goddamn reason that flamingos are pink is because they eat shrimp.
Wait, really?
Yes.
And where do they get those? From a fucking Cinnamon Toast Crunch box?
Wow, that's, hey, that is topical. That's 2021's dish.
Eat shit, Jensen Karp.
Hey, and by the way, fuck off.
Wow, it's time to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Wrap it.
Wrap it and clap it.
Hey, if we were doing the fish quiz, we could probably add Jensen Karp to that one.
We're not doing the fish quiz. We're doing the squawk, squawk, chirp, chirp.
Tim, I really thought you were going to have a ladybird question in there.
I should have, and I think I made this whole quiz. I couldn't really decide how many times the answer was going to be bird or a type of a bird.
Your car,
no,
T-Bird?
Tim, no notes on the quiz. Fantastic. Oh. I had a great time.
Yeah, that was fun.
You won, Jeff, so yeah, you're happy. You're pleased as punch. Mike, on the other hand, he's in a living hell right now.
No, I'm still having fun. I still got some yellow bird to drink.
Squawk, squawk. Chirp,
hey, I'll
chirp.
See you guys high atop the yellow bird tree.
Yes, yes, yes. Folks, that's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout and Questions for Lennon, our weekly and monthly bonus episodes. That's patreon.com/The Sloppy Boys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
And excuse us, because we've got to climb high atop the yellow bird tree.
Goodbye.
Squawk, squawk, chirp, chirp.
And